Okay, good morning, everybody. It's the 21st of the month of Av, 5780, the 11th of August, 2020. We're looking at Mizmor Tzadivav, Psalm 96 this morning, which is also part of the Kabbalah Shabbos. Shiu l'Adonai Shir Chadash, Shiu l'Adonai Kol Haaretz, Shiu l'Adonai Baruch Hu Shemo, Basru Miyom Liyom Yeshuaso, Sapru V'Agoyim Kevodo B'chol Hamim Niflotav, Ki Gadol Adonai Melam Ma'od, V'no Rahu Al Kol Elohim. So we have here this beautiful description of singing a new song to Hashem. The Malbim points out that the language of Bissora, Basrum Yom Liyom Yeshuaso, Bissoros are always, you know, pieces of new information, hopefully Bissoros Tovos, where you say Hatovi Ametiv or Shachianu, could be Bissoros Raos, who say Adayon HoEmes. But the point is that there's a recognition of something new going on. So the consensus amongst the Meforshim, Rashi, the Radak, and others is that we're talking about eschatological events in light of the end of the Mizmor, Lifnei Hashem Kiva Lishbot Haaretz, that Hashem will make himself known and more visible. He'll, you know, serve as the judge of the entire earth at that time, Yishbot Tevel B'Tzedek V'Amin B'Munaso, so that we're talking about, the Messianic age, when Hashem will become revealed in a particular way, and that will be the Bissorah that we refer to, the Yeshua, which is alluded to at the beginning of the Mizmor, and that will certainly engender a Shir Chadash, as it will usher in a completely new age in human history. And that's certainly, I think, it's fair to say, the classical way of looking at this Mizmor. I think there's a different approach that we might borrow a little bit from the Modim section of the Amida, where we talk about in Sechal v'Nifol Sechal Shebechol Yom Imanu Bechol Eis Erev Avoker V'Tzaharayim, that even, you know, in this age, before we talk about national cosmic redemption, we have a notion of Niflo Sechal Shebechol Yom Imanu, that for those who are looking carefully and sort of a little bit more sensitive to what goes on every day in their lives, they appreciate the wonders of God in a very daily sense. And if you read the Mizmor in that way, I think it would take on a completely new meaning. Shiru L'Adonai Shir Chadash, Shiru L'Adonai Kol Aretz, Shiru L'Adonai Baruch Hu Shemo, Basru Miyom Liyom Yeshuaso, etc. So that Miyom Liyom, literally on a daily basis, we all have, it doesn't mean that we have to do it out loud, whether or not we have the most beautiful voices, but that as an expression of our personal relationships with Hashem, that there should be a Shir Chadash, Miyom Liyom Yeshuaso, on the private salvations that we all have every single day. And I might not feel that way, and many days we might feel at the end of the day that this was a harder day, a more challenging day, and the first word that comes to our mind is probably not a sense of Yeshua, or even Nifla Osav, B'chol HaMim Nifla Osav, and yet, if we really stop to think about it, every single day we have plenty, about which we could acknowledge is not even within the normal sphere of human activity. Sometimes they say, like the first time you learn high school level biology and you recognize what exactly it means for a person to respirate, the most mundane of human activities and all the things that are going on from the moment that a person inhales the oxygen to the moment that the oxygen is circulated around the bloodstream to the vital organs. So that certainly qualifies on the sechal niflo secha shebechol yom imanu. But admittedly, we sort of grow habituated to those aspects of life, and it becomes very difficult for us to really find the emotional reservoir for a Shir Chadash every single day on that basis. So perhaps we might be able to add a little bit of nuance here, and in that way evoke a little bit more, I think, what David HaMelech might be driving at here. Every single day we face a certain set of challenges. It could be interpersonal challenges, could be challenges with respect to, our own attitudes towards dealing with, challenging situations that are in front of us. And we shouldn't take for granted the outcome of those interactions. And very often we're very acutely aware of ways in which things could have gone better, but we're not equally aware. We have some kind of an internal bias to the fact that things could have gone much worse. And those are what I like to call, the sort of like the false negatives. We think that we have an experience, it's a very challenging experience, and maybe it didn't go so well, And we don't realize that maybe we could have walked out of there if things had gone a little bit differently without a job. Maybe we could have walked out of there and the relationship would have been smashed, etc. And there are these, you know, again, ways in which we're very acutely aware of the things that we wished happened that didn't happen, which didn't happen, they did happen. But, you know, sometimes that again, is a very skewed or biased way of perception of those things around us. So what David HaMelech is encouraging us to do here is Shir L'Adonai Shir Chadash, Shir L'Adonai Kol Haaretz Basru Miyom Liyom Yeshuaso. And again, literally, it would mean to communicate to somebody else, but even in a very private sense, to reflect a little bit on what's going on around us and to think about the ways that Nisachav Niflosachav Shebechol Yom Imanu Bechol Eis Erev Avoker V'Tzaharayim. Certainly, that's the approach that we find in Modim, and I think that's a very critical approach. None of this is to negate the national or universal or even cosmic dimensions of redemption that we all eagerly await, Tzipisa LeYeshua, that we await with respect to, you know, the entire world. But it's equally important, you know, to cultivate that very personal sense of singing to Hashem on a daily basis. And it calls to mind, and with this we'll conclude the Gemara Masechta Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yud Ches. Rabbi Yossi says, Tesi Li, you know, that he felt that he was uniquely deserving that he said Hallel every single day. So the Gemara says, saying Hallel every single day, that's not something to be proud of. Hareza Mechariyef Umigadeh, if that takes away from the singular and unique events of life, you know, as the Gemara Pesachim says, when do we say Hallel? The Tiknu Nevi'im Shebehem, the prophets established it, that Bechol Tzara, Shelo Sabo Al Tzibor, anytime there's a salvation of the Jewish people. So what do you mean saying Hallel every single day? So the Gemara says, oh, what he was referring to is Psuke de Zimra. So as we would say in the Talmudic language, Hashra Kushla Duchta. So what's the basis of saying Psuke de Zimra? Maybe we shouldn't be saying even a mini version of Hallel every single day. So on the contrary, I think the whole institution of Psuke de Zimra, the truth is, yes, you might say, Le'olam Yisadar Adam Shvacho Shel Makom Ve'achar Kach Yispalo. You can't just start davening right away. We need what's called in halachic terminology a matir. We need something that permits us to daven. And maybe that's Psuke de Zimra. But already in the beginning of Shmon Esrei, we have three brachos that are Shevach, where we say the praise of Hashem. So that's probably not a total answer. So why would we have an institution of Psuke de Zimra overall? So I think it's exactly for this reason. In fact, some of these psukim in this mizmor appear in Psukei de Zimra. For example, Ki gadol Adonai melam od, no rahu al kol Elohim, ki kol Elohei amim elilim, v'Adonai shamayim asa. This very mizmor forms the basis of a certain section of Psukei de Zimra, of Hodu. And the point is that every single day, there is plenty to remark over. And again, even privately, it doesn't have to be literally Basru Miyom Liyom Yishuaso or Sapru Vagoyim Kivodo. We don't have to take an ad out in the newspaper, and we don't have to even necessarily make it a more public gesture, but it certainly is something that we have to be cognizant of. Both of those Yeshuos that we are cognizant of, and like I said, equally important, if not more important, to recognize, even if we're focused on the many, many ways that we think something might have gone worse than we had wished, or could have gone better, and it didn't go better, that's very often skewed. I mean, to bear in mind that if we're here, and if we're telling the story, so that already is a very strong indicator that, thank God, things really actually could have been much worse in many cases, and they weren't. And again, it's a very prosaic example. Somebody stops short, and you stop short, and you say, oh, thank God, and then 3 minutes later, we forgot about that already. I mean, that could have really been a car accident. And sometimes, like, if you ask somebody at the end of the day, did that even happen? They'd say, oh yeah, that did happen, 3 o'clock today. But well, again, as long as it didn't interrupt our day too much, so we immediately forget about that. Shir L'Hashem, Shir Chadash, every single day, if we're really looking carefully, we probably have the opportunity, to be a little bit more grateful and to acknowledge that gratitude, and even if only in a private setting. Everybody have a wonderful day.